This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm David Byrd. The nation's largest school system, with 1.1 million students, will remain closed for the rest of the academic year. AP's Julie Walker reports.
Shortly after Mayor Bill de Blasio made the announcement Saturday that keep schools closed.
It clearly will help us save lives.
Governor Andrew Cuomo says he's the one who has the legal authority in this situation.
I understand the mayor's position, which is he wants to close them until June. And we may do that, but we're going to do it in a coordinated sense with the other localities.
Cuomo says ideally the school closing and reopening decision will be coordinated with the entire state and hopefully the tri-state. Julie Walker, New York.
The World Health Organization is expressing alarm at the large number of healthcare workers becoming infected by the deadly coronavirus. Lisa Schlein has more from Geneva.
WHO Chief Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says some health workers become infected outside health facilities in their homes or communities, but the majority are being infected within health facilities where they are exposed to the deadly virus throughout the day. He adds long hours tending to sick patients and lack of rest also can weaken resistance to the virus.
However, the evidence also shows that when health workers wear personal protective equipment the right way, infections can be prevented. That makes it even more important that health workers are able to access the masks, gloves, gowns, and other PPE they need to do their jobs safely and effectively.
A new United Nations supply chain task force has been set up to ease the equipment shortage. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website, voanews.com. This